This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A woman who was burned during the firebombing in Boulder has died. That's according to state prosecutors. 82-year-old Karen Diamond had been hospitalized since the attack with severe injuries. She's the first victim to die from the firebombing. The state has also filed first-degree murder charges against the suspect, who allegedly used Molotov cocktails to attack peaceful demonstrators on the Pearl Street Mall. He also faces attempted murder charges and a number of hate crime charges in federal court. He remains in custody. The state's largest physicians group is joining forces with other doctors' associations to reaffirm their commitment to vaccines that protect against respiratory viruses. Here's CPR's John Daly.
Specifically, they're talking about vaccines for influenza, RSV, and COVID-19. The Colorado Medical Society, along with dozens of doctors' groups in other states, signed on to an open letter to the American people from the American Medical Association. It says vaccines remain among the best tools to protect people against these illnesses. Dr. Kim Warner is CMS president.
We really want to come out in force and say all of your medical community is still recommending these vaccines.
The move comes as Federal Health Secretary RFK Jr. has remade the federal immunization review process. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The state capitol has a new portrait of President Trump. The White House donated the painting made by an Arizona woman that appears to be based on Trump's official second-term photo. It will temporarily replace a painting the president criticized as, quote, purposefully distorted. You are listening to CPR News.